From Phoenix to Fredonia, Tucson to Tuba City, the Arizona Department of Transportation is connecting Arizona. Everyone, everywhere, every day. Now you're connected to On the Road with ADOT.
Hello and welcome. One of the key processes ADOT uses in planning how your limited transportation funds are used is through the five-year construction program, and that is our topic on this edition of ADOT's podcast. I'm Doug Ninsel, ADOT spokesman and your host, and our guest to talk about the five-year construction program is Paul Patinet, who serves as ADOT's Multimodal Planning Division Director. And Paul, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Doug, and appreciate the opportunity to let everybody know what's going on with ADOT in the world of multimodal planning.
I don't want to surprise you with this question. How many years at ADOT for you?
I've been here a little over 44 years and working toward my 45th year.
I thought that was an April Fool's joke, but 44 years, incredible. So the five-year construction program, it's not something that, over the years has received a lot of headline attention. Yes, some news organizations will talk about the five-year program, especially when it's time to, for the State Transportation Board to approve it each year. But how about starting off with a brief description of what the ADOT five-year construction program actually is?
You know, the five-year construction facilities program, it's a requirement by state law. And what it does is the five-year program contains all the programs and projects that we tend to develop and be constructed over the next 5 years.
So each year there is a formal process that ADOT goes through, and that is to update the five-year program. So does that involve matching plan projects to what has been identified as the available transportation funding that ADOT has?
You bet, because one of the requirements of the five-year program has to be a fiscal constraint document. And so each year it's updated annually. And so we're currently in the process of providing the 2025-2029 update to the five-year program.
Yeah, it's remarkable to think about it, but it is sort of one of those documents that can be seen as a blueprint, for folks to follow along and see where do various projects stand in terms of starting to enter the five-year program versus as we get closer to an end year, you start to identify when construction funds are actually listed for a particular project.
You bet. Typically, on the five-year program, we're showing projects in the design phase as well as in the construction phase. That's when really a lot of the members of the public get to see when the actual construction happens, but you can actually follow the projects, your project through the program.
So we were mentioning available funding, and we're always mentioning at ADOT, funding is limited. This year's five-year program for ADOT projects adds up to approximately, yes, it's a large figure in most folks' minds, $7.9 billion. Seems like a lot of money, but the reality is it is limited.
Yes, it is. And, the $7.9 billion program is the largest program ADOT ever has put out there. Yes, there are many challenges. As you know, the prices are going up and continue to challenge our resources in order to deliver a lot of these projects.
Yeah, and I think I was going to mention that you talk about Arizona, a state our size and the number of miles of highways we have here. That's where we start to talk about the fact that it is limited funding and those dollars do have to be stretched.
That's correct. We have over 6,000 centerline miles within the highway system. We have close to a little over 5,000 bridges on the state highway system, and a total of 8,000 bridges within the state, but all those really put a hamper and drain on the resources that we have available.
Yeah, and also I wanted to ask you, the five-year program, what does it focus on at this point in time? Is it about preserving or maintaining the highways and infrastructure we already have in place?
The five-year program, what the connection is we have a long-range long-range transportation plan that identify the investment categories that the five-year program focuses on. And those investment categories are preservation, modernization, and expansion. So those are the key focus areas, you know, using the guiding vision of our long-range plan. That's where we try to focus a lot of the funding, is in those three categories.
He's Paul Patinay, ADOT's Multimodal Planning Division Director, and I'm Doug Ninsel, your host for ADOT's podcast. But, Paul, you were just mentioning a focus point being preserving, maintaining the highway system as we know it, but I think a lot of folks would be interested. What are some of the projects that we can look ahead to as far as new facilities being built?
When we think of new facilities, we that falls in the expansion category. And so we do have some expansion, especially up on Interstate 40 near on US 93, the West Kingman TI. And also on State Route 60, Lion Springs, we have a big expansion project planned for there as well. Then the additional improvements, we were focusing on US 93 areas like Cane Springs and Big Jim Wash, and where our focus there is to take the two-lane facility and make it a four-lane divided highway.
Yeah, and that's going to be so important in terms of over the years what has happened along US 93. And you did mention in Kingman itself, I want to go over that one more time. It is that an all-new traffic interchange connecting I-40 and US 93 is really set to break ground.
You bet. That's was a one of our projects that have been going on for several years, but we're finally near the finish line where we'll commence construction later this year. But look forward to that successful project to eliminate some of the traffic operation issues that we have at that location.
And then State Route 260 to the east of Payson, that's that Lion Springs section. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, the project there, it is it's currently a two-lane road facility, so the project is an expansion project going to make it a four-lane divided facility, similar to the rest of 260.
Yeah, and always important as far as travel to and from the White Mountains region. And also, I really don't think we should get away from talking about Interstate 10, because so many people are looking forward to the day that we can say we've widened I-10 in between the Chandler and Casa Grande areas. It is a project that gets a lot of attention. It's in the five-year program.
Yes, it's in the five-year program, and it's fully funded is the good news. We are recipients of a federal discretionary grant recently, and so we look forward, you know, to actually putting all the funding to use and to begin construction on that corridor, because this was, or still is, the number one priority for the agency is the I-10 project.
And for those who are tuning in, that other, I call it a down payment project, but the fact of the matter is you'll start to see work along that stretch of I-10 with the bridge project that is going to take place at the Gila River.
Yes, the Gila River Bridge project is going to kick off this corridor, and we recently received bids on the work and look forward to breaking ground there as well.
That sounds great. So we want our listeners to know where that there are ways to participate in the process. So that's where the five-year program goes through public evaluation, a chance for folks to weigh in. So a key date looking ahead would be Friday, May 24th. That's when the public comment period ends. But can we talk about ways anyone can see the tentative five-year program? If somebody's listening to this and they say, I'd like to take a look at what's in there, what is the message to them?
You bet. And, you know, it's very important that we get the public input so we can hear the needs of the various communities. And so there's a few ways to provide public input. One is attending the May 17th public hearing that we'll be having with the State Transportation Board meeting. Another is we can complete our comment on the online forums we have at adot.gov/5-year comments. Also, we can email 5-year construction program at azdot.gov. And also we have a bilingual phone line at 1-855-712-8530. And also we take mail-ins as well, mail-in comments.
Yeah, and so what about the searchable, the project dashboard tool? Tell us about that.
No, I'm glad you brought that up. That's one of our new innovations this year where the members of the public can go online, look for a project, click on it, and find out information related to the project. But most importantly, they can provide feedback on the project as well.
That's great. So there will be that public hearing that you mentioned. It's May 17th before the State Transportation Board. Anything more about that? Is that in the Phoenix area? Where is that held?
No, the May 17th, the public hearing, I believe this will be in Tucson this year.
Gotcha.
I'll need to verify that, but it's my understanding it will be in Tucson.
Okay, and there'll be plenty of information about that coming up. And then that really leads us to ultimately it is that the State Transportation Board considers the 5-year program for approval before the end of the fiscal year. And in ADOT's world, a new fiscal year begins July 1.
Yes, that's correct. The ADOT staff presents to the Transportation Board in June the 5-year program, and we look for board approval at that meeting in June.
Paul, thank you for joining us. Paul Patinay, who serves as ADOT's Multimodal Planning Division Director, really appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And we thank you for listening in. I'm Doug Nintzel.
Thanks for spending some time on the road with ADOT. To learn more about ADOT, visit our website at azdot.gov, where you can also connect with our links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Flickr, and YouTube. That's at azdot.gov. Goodbye for now, and thanks for being on the road with ADOT.